92.3 WTTS. On demand.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Graham and Josh of Tokyo Police Club, who are on tour now in support of their new album, Champ. Now, before this, we were talking about the last time you were in Indianapolis. You had kind of a strange experience with the venue that you were playing at. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, the venue wasn't going to let us in because a couple of us were not yet of legal age. And so although it was our show, we weren't allowed in the venue or in the dressing room. So we spent a couple hours before the show playing hockey in the parking lot. And it wasn't the best impression, but here at the Vogue, this place looks awesome, and we're happy to be back in this fine city of yours.
You've got a new album out. It's called Champ. How did you land on this album title?
We literally landed on it with a finger. We were having a lot of trouble coming up with something to call the record, and it was sort of coming down to Zero Hour, where they needed to know the title to start doing artwork, publicity, et cetera, et cetera. And sort of in desperation, we went to a bookstore and sat down with dictionaries and sort of picked words at random, intending to put the words together and make phrases, and it just nothing even remotely not terrible came out of it, except that Greg just found the word champ in the dictionary, and we thought that sounded good.
Tying in with the champ theme on this tour, you're actually inviting challenges from your fans, the Champ Championship. So could you tell us how that process came about, or what some of the better challenges that you've had are?
Basically, we just wanted a really a fun way to interact with people, because you get to go to all these places, and rarely do you get to have a lot of time where you interact with fans and people from that area. So we set this up as sort of a, basically the deal is you can come to us with anything that you're good at or anything that you want to challenge us to, and we will challenge you to it and hopefully beat you at it, but we make no promises. Today we did, this lovely couple taught us bocce ball, which was amazing. They brought the whole set, and they brought four cigars, and we did it very properly, or so we were told. So that one was fun. In Baltimore, we had a crab shucking contest. I guess you don't shuck a crab, but a crab eating contest. And it's, a lot of them, they've been really good, and you get to meet people and talk to people, which is always really fun. And it was a good idea. I'm glad we did it.
Well, do you win more than you lose, though? Because I imagine the people who challenge you are going to pick things that they're good at.
We are undefeated, with an asterisk. The crab shelling competition was interband because it wouldn't be fair to compete against someone from Maryland. And so technically we didn't beat any fans, but technically we did hold every podium position. And also bocce ball was two teams, and there were two band members on each team, as well as two, one of the couple was on each team, because they're in a league. They actually know what they're doing, and then other people. So once again, I think we can technically say that Tokyo Police Club did win. And we won Snakes and Ladders, too.
Yep.
We also lost Snakes and Ladders.
And we also won the water balloon toss. Well, our manager and Matt of Matt and Kim were on a team, and they won.
So oh, yeah, that's so a third party won.
Filed
so
under the asterisk.
We're not 100% victorious, but we are 100% undefeated.
Yeah.
It's a fair way to put it. And I imagine those kinds of things break up the day a little bit when you're on tour. Could you run us through what a typical day is like when you're on the road?
I'll run you through what today was like, because they change this from day to day. But we woke up on the bus, which is on the other side of this wall behind you, which you can't see because I'm talking to a microphone, radio listeners, but imagine it. And I woke up, someone's saying, Graham, we have to go now. So you get up and throw on some clothes and grab a guitar and get in a car. And we got there and played a few songs for the blog, recorded a session there. Then we played the bocce ball, which was great because you don't get to play bocce ball every day. And then we came back here. We sound checked. Practiced a little bit, finished, and that actually brings us right about up to speed. Next up is dinner.
When does the travel actually begin? Pretty much an hour after the show or your breakdown, or when do you actually hit the road for the next date?
It depends on how far we have to go, because the bus drives overnight, so it's sort of, last night we didn't leave till 6 in the morning because it was only a 3-hour drive. Tonight we're leaving at 5, sometimes we have to leave at 2, but we usually have a couple hours at least after the show to sort of decompress, just because it takes that long to pack everything up and put it in the trailer anyway.
Now, I'm sure when you started playing shows, you may not have had an idea of what touring was like or where you would go when you first started. But do you recall some of your first gigs and those experiences and how that might have helped you prepare for what you're doing now?
Well, our first ever tour that we did outside of, the close radius of Toronto was with a band called Magneta Lane, and they were really good friends of ours on our first label that we were on, Paperbag, out of Toronto, and they took us to the east coast of Canada. And it was our first tour. There was 5 shows in 3 days, was it? Yeah, do the math on that one. 5 shows in 3 days, and so it was pretty hectic, and the drives were pretty crazy. But the one thing I remember is our friend was sort of tour managing at the time, and she drove us out to, you know, like the ocean and stuff, and we went barefoot down to the ocean. She was like, you always have to make time for this. Like, when you're on the road, there's a lot of stuff that can build up, but just enjoy it and sort of get stuck in mud and, you know, have a little bit of fun and you'll make it through all right.
So I forgot about that. That was excellent advice. And I think that even though I didn't remember that I was following that, I think we've kept the spirit of that.
Yeah, which is what the challenge is nice too, because it's something that you just get to decompress and meet people and just... it breaks it up, and it's nice. It's something to look forward to when you wake up.
Yeah. And now that you've got a couple of albums and a few EPs out, you've been on the road for a while, Tokyo Police Club is kind of a name that's known within certain music communities, and so a lot of people are writing about your music and writing about the live shows. But is that of any concern to you, people dissecting your work, either in the live setting or on the album?
No, I mean, that's the nature of what we do, you know, that's part of it, and... if I was the king of the world, would there be the same level of criticism and stuff? I mean, not necessarily, but that's...
about any
it is, band. Yeah, about any band, not about us. And positive or negative, I mean, I'm really not particularly a fan of any of that stuff. I don't think it has much of a point to it. But anyway, you know, it is what it is, and it doesn't bother us. You know, the best thing you can do is go up on stage, and if it feels good to you and you can tell it's feeling good to the kids, it doesn't really matter that someone thought that you played sloppy or that you didn't play enough old songs or you didn't play enough new songs, or, you know, and if you work on a record that you're happy with, and I mean, more than ever before, Champ is a record that I knew that when we left it, every member of the band was 100% happy with it, and if every reviewer hated it, yeah, it'd be a bummer, you know, that it doesn't really help our careers, but... We wouldn't change what we did. So you just gotta please yourself, and that's all you can ever try to do.
Speaking about one of these songs on the album, Wait Up, Boots of Danger, there's actually a video on your website that you can download and donate to the ASPCA. How did you get involved with that, and what's the thought behind that?
Well, I guess it was our friend in Toronto, Mike Juno, had this idea he had an idea that he always wanted to shoot of this dog pool party video, and he thought it was awesome and ridiculous, and he told it to Dave, and we were all on board. We were like, yeah, that'd be an awesome video. Imagine seeing all those dogs. We all love dogs. And so we shot the video, and there were all these well-trained actor dogs, and then when we were done with it, we were just like, well, let's not, you know, let's do something cool with this, and let's try and use it for a good cause. And so that's where we just decided to give all the profits to the ASPCA here, and I think we're trying to set up the Canadian or the OSPCA in Canada as well. And it's just something small. I mean, it's not huge, but something small that you can do to give back in whatever way you can.
And what do we have to look forward to in the next year from Tokyo Police Club?
Plenty more touring. That's all we really have on the slate at this point.
When does the actual process begin for thinking about a new album or writing new songs? Does it just kind of, while you're on the road, it's something that, you know, maybe you'll think of a few parts that you could play in a song, or in the live setting before a show or something, do you come up with different parts?
You can't really control when you're going to be creative. I mean, you know, if we think of something, then that's awesome. But in terms of when we actually start consciously trying to think of stuff, I have no idea. I mean... you know, so the album's been out for a month, nearly 2 months now, I guess. But still, you know, it's a long road ahead, and we have a lot of work. You know, we're still excited about this. It's still new and fresh and novel. And I think it probably starts to happen once the new material starts to feel a little old hat. Once you get used to it, you start searching for something fresh, maybe.
We all have our little notebooks and iPhones that we jot down things if we think of something. So I'm sure whenever it comes around to it, we'll look back and be like, oh yeah, I had all these ideas on tour, but for now it's just write them down and forget it.
Obviously, I know the album's new. I wasn't trying to push you anywhere on that. But
stop hassling me, man!
Yeah, just curious. So anyway, I'd like to know, just kind of as a closing question, what are you most proud of with your work in Tokyo Police Club so far?
Long pause. Yeah. That's an excellent question. I mean, there's plenty of stuff. The thing I'm the most proud of everything, is... from what I've done, is in the song Gone on the new record, and there's a keyboard breakdown in the middle, and it's actually Josh and I collabed on that sound, but it has all kinds of weird, like, tone shifts and changes, and it's just my favorite thing that I've ever put to tape or to computer.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That was a pretty cool sound. I think it's just really, it's a fun part of recording is, because we try to, especially with recording this album, we wanted to get the sound that we were going to use. It wasn't just like, oh, that's serviceable and we'll fix it in post. So whenever we'd finally land upon that, the sound for the snare or the sound for the guitar in End of a Spark or this or that, that was always a feeling of like, that's it. That can't not be it. And as soon as you find that sound, you're just like, there. It's like a little check mark in your brain.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Graham and Josh of Tokyo Police Club. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you for having us.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.